You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello.
No.
We are keeping that. Hello and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth, episode 73. Lita has lost her mind because it's 11:03 p.m. for her, and...
Yeah.
Great. How are you doing? This is like our first episode back since, like, years.
This is our first... This is... Yeah. Exactly.
Just how life. I'm doing great. It's 9 a.m. and I'm feeling pretty good.
My hair looks like
I'm on crack, but you know, that's okay. I'm not trying to really impress anybody with my hair, so
it's all right.
I've got no hair up on the top and then crazy out to the side. Yeah. Mm. So, how are you doing?
Nice. Yeah, tired. I'm here.
I mean, I guess we should also probably, like, tweet that we're live now or something, because that would probably be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Podcasting gold right there. It's real life's been a bit crazy the last, couple months. It's been a couple months since we've done a show, so... But we're back, people. It's all okay. There's lots to talk about today because lots has happened, really.
Like, lots. And I had updated the show notes for the last time that we thought we were going to go live, and I don't know if we should still talk about all the Q&A stuff.
Well, some of the things that changed.
Well, there's some stuff that changed in BFA, right? Some things that they announced with the races and stuff.
I have no idea. So, if you want to talk about it, go for it. I don't. What we're talking about.
It's too bad that, you know, we are a clean show because there'd be so many things. I'd be like, Lita just gives zero things, and it's like, yeah, you just talk about what you want. I do what I want. Cash me outside. Okay. Okay, so the salute to StarCraft, well, that's done. I hope you got your feet of strength.
Yes.
Okay,
good. Did it. Yeah.
And people were complaining, like, who cares?
It was cute.
It was cute.
I liked it.
At least you got a feat of strength.
The baneling. I got my baneling out and dealt with the baneling.
I don't know. I think I logged into a city and I just happened to... I think it was a Zergling I got it on.
Mm.
And it wasn't even mine. I mean, I thought I should do it on mine, but I'm like, nah. And when it was like right there, I'm like, okay, just slash salute. That's no problem. So, I mean, I'm glad that they actually gave us something. Even if it was like a feat of strength. That's cool.
The strength is cool. I don't mind them.
Not everything needs to be a big thing in WoW, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, it's... Okay. So, the Warcraft Q&A. Okay. So, we're not going to go over everything, but some of the things that came out were for allied races. They said the Dark Iron Dwarves and the Maghar Orcs are both going to be released on Battle for Azeroth release. So
14th of August.
Yes. And then the Culturan Human and Zandalari Troll will be available when you hit max level.
Oh,
so we're getting four races.
I learned something. Yay!
Pretty quickly. And I kind of like the new humans because they give different body shapes than what we're used to and stuff. So that's all good. Let me move this over here, 'cause I'm tired of looking at your face. okay, so character customization. They mentioned that feedback was sent to the art team on Allied Race customization, and they wanted to add more art customization for regular races to be balanced with the current content.
Okay.
Something about old races getting something cool like heritage armor. Okay, that's nice. Don't care. Sorry, I'm just reading. Don't care about the class spec changes because they're always going to be doing changes. PvP, whatever. Chain CC feels bad. Prestige awards. So they're one of the things that they wanted to focus on was that you should not have to sim everything to find out if it is a upgrade. So higher primary stats versus secondary stats, right? Because sometimes, yeah, I mean, I do have to go sim it. I mean, there is Pawn where it will tell you, but it doesn't take into account get procs and stuff. So I kind of wouldn't mind dumbing it down a bit so that I can find out everything I need to know in game versus having to do a plug-in or, you know, that kind of stuff. Personal loot in raids. Oh yeah. So basically personal loot is going to be the way that you get loot now. There is no longer going to be master looting. Okay. And the main reason for keeping master looting back in the day, I mean, was set pieces so that you could distribute who could get your tier sets. And now that tier sets are going to be gone, you can still trade gear within your group, so that's fine. I personally, this is just a personal thing, I would really love if when you get loot, Blizzard doesn't announce what loot you get, or only change that so that it doesn't announce it in LFR. Because in LFR, when you get loot and somebody else wants it, they will harass you. I have been harassed so much. And I'm like, yeah, but I might want it for transmog. I don't care if it is an upgrade for you. I can use it for transmog. Or I could want it for gold. Or maybe I don't like how you've been asking me. I have given loot up, but, you know, I just, you know, just to cut back on the harassing kind of part. And I know some people have not been harassed, which is great. I don't know if I'm the outlier or not, but so please, Blizzard, just for those group finder ones, that would be great. Artifact weapons. Okay, so they're gonna get depowered. We're still gonna keep them, but they won't have the talents and the boosts and all the power that we spent all that time on, so we will still have Doomhammer and all that. I know why it gets depowered, but I don't want to. We're not going to talk about spoiler stuff. So, but this is a game mechanic thing that they are going to get depowered because there was.
Can we transmog them? No, we can't. Can we?
We
can transmog
onto them, but we can't transmog a normal weapon to look like them. Okay.
Yeah.
So we can only do it onto the weapon, not off of the weapon, kind of thing. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
At one point, some people were saying that the weapon was going to get destroyed, but I feel like they kind of changed that. So the missions in BFA, so you know how you have your class order hall stuff? It's supposed to be similar to what we have now, but less time gating. Thank you. You know, okay, so when you're trying to level up an alt, okay, and for me, I'm running into this where you have to complete 5 of these things, and the mission takes 24 hours. Like things like that. It's like, come on. So they're kind of getting rid of, sorry, they're not going to get rid of it. It's just less of it, which is, thank you. Great. I mean, I understand time gating because they want to make sure that they're, that the content gets played at a proper pace. Right. But
yeah, but it would be good if they just allowed that if you've done it already, a lot of the stuff on one tune, like, just to have it a bit more. Is it less gated or more gated?
I wonder if they could do that, where if they, like, if you've already got a character up to max level, or if you have a certain achievement where you've completed something, that then when you're running it on an alt, it's like half the time or something.
You know when they used to do the rep thing, when once you got rep on like your main, then you could, was that, which one was that? Was that Kata, where you could press your little,
that was Mists. The little star? No, it was Mists. Yeah.
And then it'd make it better for your alts and stuff.
Yep.
Was it that? Yeah.
That
helped, definitely. It'd be nice if they, like, expanded that right out with questing, and that would be cool.
I'm going to jump to the questing part because this was interesting. Was that they said that there's not going to be class questing as we have now, because that was really what they wanted to do, was to key in on that. But now it's going to be more faction questing. So it's, you know, I feel people are going to be like, well, now we're going to have only two streams of content versus 12, right? But it's still going to, but they're saying it's actually not going to be less content because they're going to have a whole ton of stuff. So,
yeah.
And I'm fine. I'm good with that. I actually, the class questing felt really cool. Just I'm very felt like a very big mountain for me to climb, considering how much we have to, how much we. I felt like I had to play on my main, right? Like I had to play. I had to play my main a lot. I don't have time for alts, right? So this Legion stuff, I was really glad that they focus on class and stuff and class halls and all the plot and all the lore. That was really cool. It's just alt wise. Oh my goodness. I still don't have them all at max.
Yeah, I don't know why.
So, and I'm working on that for the mounts. Crafting. Oh yeah. Crafting. They're changing to like, groups within the profession, so you don't have to level all the way up to 800 like you would now. You level up a certain amount only for BFA stuff, so it's like little subgroups inside your profs, which is I think is a good way of trying to get around the whole you have to level your profession from 1 to 950, right? That's it's crazy amount. So
it's got to be better than the garbage that we're dealing with now.
Well, yeah, and I think they realize that
cuz they the messed large numbers up well, so badly in Legends.
I think the ranks were good. And I think having a lot of quests was good. And I know that you're not a fan of the dungeon ones, but
I don't like them sticking it behind stuff that's, you know, many professions.
Like, do you know how many there were? Like, were there a lot in each profession? Like, you had to keep going back in over and over and over again? Or was it you had to go in only once? Because I feel like if it was just once, I feel like that's okay because they want you to get in, and maybe if you like it, keep running
stuff. I'm not a fan of doing dungeons. So them forcing me to go in, because I'm a completionist, I've always finished my professions. Professions was what I would max out before I would even max level my characters. Like, you just, that's what you did all the time. So for me, it just really annoys me when they stick it behind forcing me to go into a dungeon to get a damn recipe. But I'm just like, I don't want to have to do that. There should be an alternate way that, yeah, sure, if you like doing dungeons, it can drop from these dungeons. Mm-hmm. But if I like going and just going bloodthirsty on this lot over here, well, let me go bloodthirsty over here and just kill stuff, and I've still got a chance to get the recipe. That to me would be more practical.
I guess it depends on what you like, right? Because for me, I'm not really a PvP guy, and I know that some of the stuff that I wanted was kind of put in behind that, and you know, I found ways around it, or I just did it, and I didn't really want to do it, but I did anyways.
I think the only thing I'm missing is that battleground one.
I don't think I've done a battleground one.
This one that you've got to go do some battleground or rated battleground.
Oh, okay. Maybe? Yeah, I would never be able to do that.
Like, really? Really? I don't... Yeah, anyway. That's never going to get done, so... Mm.
Yeah, so... Honestly, I'm really looking forward to the changes that are going to be coming, because, you know what, they try out things, and they see what works, what does not work, and then they tweak, right? And I feel like professions are going to get tweaked. I feel like they're still going to put stuff in dungeons. I feel like that's what's going to happen. And I wouldn't be so opposed as if it was just do it once, right? Not three or four times like Grand Nagus was saying here. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I am now in the alpha, and I've tested some, but I'm testing like old world stuff. But I can't, but I'm still at level 110. I can't test level 1, right? And because that's not what they want, right? So I want to help to test. I just don't want to ruin the lore. And I don't know how to do the testing without ruining the whole leveling experience, right? So, because I did that to myself in Mists. I completely ruined it for myself, and I did not have as fun of a time as I'm sure I would have had. So, so I think there is some other news. No? Yes?
Possibly.
BlizzCon, so my prediction date came and went, so I'm sad. But on the other hand,
Hond.
I am sad. Hond Solo. I've been Han Solo, and I shoot first all the time.
I know.
Don't know what you're talking about. So, this is a clean tag show. There's nothing dirty there. I'm just talking about Han Solo and who shot first. Han Solo shot first. He shot first. Anyways, so,
yes.
They announced BlizzCon. Yay! And it's funny, and the date.
I was right.
You were right.
I was right. Yeah. Well, I was really hoping because that's when I'd taken time off from work.
Oh, for when it was going to be. Well, I mean, I think we kind of knew when it was going to be. We were just kind of waiting for that announcement date. And I think, okay, and now let's not talk about that. So, November 2nd and 3rd. And that means that DitchCon will be on Hell's End, right? I'm just looking up BlizzCon. And the tickets are going to be sold. The first round is May 9th. And then the next round was the Saturday after. So they usually go Wednesday and Saturday. So I think May 12th or something. What's key? And then they're doing the charity one the week after or a week or two after. So what I thought was interesting was that they only have two dates again. Even though last year they added that third date, right? And I kind of wonder if it might be easier this year to get a ticket. Like, maybe not easier, but you might have a better chance at getting a ticket this time around because maybe the ticket blocks will be larger. So instead of having the three at 35 or 40,000, they're going to have the two at 20,000 each. Because I think last year what they would do is the first two was 15,000. So, and then they added the next one for another 10,000, I believe. There is a way that you could see. I think they probably fixed it, but you were able to look at the on the data side of the website and see ticket numbers, like actual how many were out there. Yeah. You could not see like codes and all that. It's just you could see how many were actually sold and all that stuff. So I think it worked out to about 40,000. So they added an extra 10 because they added a whole section to the convention area. Allow them to handle more folks. So hopefully it will be a little bit easier and people have better luck at getting the tickets. If not, I highly suggest find a group now. Go find a group where, even if it's four or five of you, whoever gets in buys four tickets for everybody else in your group. That's how it gets done for the most part. It's key. It's very key. Also look at the universal time stamp as well, like universal time, because those servers are because that time is what is used on Universe. So as soon as that switches over to 1 second past the hour, go try to get your ticket. Like, you should be hitting refresh right up until that point. And then after, and then at 1 second, go in. Looking for BlizzCon is a good way to do it as well if you can't get tickets. Elky usually is pretty good at sniffing the bad people out. But every year somebody tries to go on there and tries to scam folks, but they get onto them pretty quick. So lfblizzcon.com is usually a really good spot to try to find a ticket. But you have to use it. Like, you can't just put in your name and sit back and hope somebody will reach out to you. It's usually somebody will put them up and you need to go and reach out to them as fast as you can. If it's even like 20 minutes past the fact, don't bother. Be ready to pay with PayPal right away, and you are also more guaranteed to get a ticket from someone else. And if you're paying with PayPal with somebody that you don't know, use the option for goods and services. Do not choose friends and family. If you choose friends and family, you won't be able to request a refund if the person happens to screw you over. Goods and services, you at least can put in a request for Facebook to issue a refund, and they will. I would not suggest using any other thing. PayPal, I mean, yes, they've got fees, but the fee for goods and services is there to protect you, and it's really a couple bucks. It's not a big deal compared to what you're already paying for the ticket. So if you can get it off of a friend and family, do so. Mm-hmm. And then they announced BFA. They announced Battle for Azeroth will be out August 14th.
Yay! Great.
So it's later.
Did I mention I'm having all of August off? No, seriously, I organized that last year.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
So, you are a superstar.
Leaders on top of it. Woo! No, sir, it's my birthday month. See, Blizzard has decided to give me a birthday present.
Wow.
So
when is Gamescom? Gamescom is in July, no? I wonder if they're going to use Gamescom as the announcement for releasing the pre-patch. That would be interesting. Grand Nexus is saying it's in August. Okay, never mind. So we can probably expect a pre-patch mid-July-ish. Depends on how much of an event that they will have. You know, they could not have anything, or they could have something as big as the one that we just had. Who knows? We don't know. I would be good with something in between. I kind of would not want nothing, even if it was like 2 weeks. I'm fine with that, but I'm pretty sure that they will release the pre-patch itself about 4 to 6 weeks beforehand, so that they have time to do testing on live servers and see how things go. Grandig is saying Gamescom is August 21st to 25th, so that's like
after a week.
I think that's it for the news. I'm gonna stop talking now. Lita,
yes,
or is there any other news that you think that you want to talk about? There are Kickstarters going on, Calm Before the Storm, actually I need to be playing that because I totally forgot. And it just actually started 2 days ago, I believe. Yesterday. And they're already 75% funded. It's like, wow. Yeah. We're going to go in here and we're going to go to sounds. And I'm going to quickly do a... Where is it? Okay, hold on a second.
The hype for BlizzCon 2018 has begun, and so has our planning for this year's Con Before the Storm.
Con Before the Storm will bring together fans and content creators for all of Blizzard franchises once again at the Anaheim Hilton on November 1st.
This is the largest Blizzard community-built event, and it's made possible thanks to everyone who supports our Kickstarter campaign, which is now live at conbeforestorm.com.
Our initial funding goal is $13,500, and we're confident we can hit that goal with the community's help.
As always, we plan to include meet and greet opportunities with dozens of content creators, including artists, podcasters, Twitch streamers, esports personalities, and much more.
Returning fan favorites that are already confirmed for this year include badge artist Egg Dishes and Tepish, as well as the return of shirt and button designer Nadia Lee.
Finally, it wouldn't be Con Before the Storm without World of Podcasts, which will be celebrating its 6-year anniversary.
However, our plans for World of Podcasts have grown, as have the costs to make it a reality, and we need your help to bring World of Podcasts back for its best year yet.
Get ready for a great night of podcasting content should we hit our stretch goal of $24,500.
To learn more about our plans, stretch goals, and backer rewards, go to conbeforestorm.com and follow at conbeforestorm on Twitter for ongoing updates. See you at BlizzCon!
I'm just going to let it go out. Yeah, there we go.
Nice.
So we were part of World of Podcasts last year. For this year, just because of how cash works, they really need to be able to do it to... They really need to be able to hit the stretch goal in order to do it again, because the costs are just it's just insane. I've seen the numbers and it's like, what the heck, man? You know, like it's a legit number that they need to get. Like they're not adding anything weird. It's just people just want more money, and so because they want more money, well now we have to raise more money, right? So it's like. It's rough. So hopefully they'll be able to do it again. And if not, we'll have to see. I've seen some messages in the Discord saying about things that they could possibly do instead of having the live podcast, but we'll see what actually happens. So if you want to go back it, you can go to conbeforestorm.com and you'll find all the info there. The other Kickstarter will be starting next week, and or in 2 weeks, a week or two. You can go to DitchCon, or no, you can go to DitchCon.com. DITCH con with an N dot com with an M. So their Kickstarter's not started yet, but they have a teaser up there already, and their day is going to be on Hallow's End, which is fantastic. It's going to be very interesting.
Are we dressing up?
Interesting. No, I am not packing a costume, unless you can go get me something at the local CVS or something, but I'm not packing a costume.
We might be able to schedule that in to L. Just saying.
So people know, we've spent a little time on scheduling what we're going to do for BlizzCon.
Yeah. Do you want to tell them the story about us last week having this conversation at this time, and hence why you thought it would be really good for us to podcast this time the following week, which is now?
Yes.
Because Leader's like really not awake. But Stone's awake.
Yep. I am wide awake.
Leader's not very awake. Yeah.
So yeah. We put everything into Excel just to plan everything out. And as we're going along, Leader just starts like starting to drift a little bit. And I'm trying my best to... keep her awake until 1 a.m. her time. Okay.
I hang on you?
I think
in
so.
The end?
I think so. Yeah.
I think I said, no, that's the end. I was tired.
I think I got you to quarter to 20 to 1. And then at 1 o'clock, she sends me a message saying, oh, I forgot something. We need to go close. Oh, no, I need to go clothes shopping. What the heck? Really?
Well, I couldn't then sleep because we were thinking about the schedule and I was that tired. But I was that tired. I couldn't sleep because I was overtired. And then I was thinking about what I was going to do on the Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So, and I thought, I could go clothes shopping. like, check out some close-up, which I knew you were, like, going to be like, yeah, I'm not into that. But
the only clothes shopping I wouldn't mind getting is, you see my shirt? Okay, so I like big, loud shirts. Okay, so this one's not really loud. Okay, but yeah,
it's not.
I have, you know, I've got a Hawaiian shirt that's like black and blue. It's not super loud, but the fabric of it is like, it's really nice, and I like those shirts. And over time, I've, through wear and tear, holes, you know, they've just gone away. So I've got like two or three left, and I think it might be time to get more. So I am also, as I prefer a size 3X because I like it loose. I like it big, and yeah, 3X, and I'm just saying, I got my hoard. Okay, you talk for a second. I'm going to mute myself. I've got to go get a shirt, because a shirt just arrived, and I have to talk about it. Sorry.
Okay, all right. What was I going to say? Yeah, so my plan is, well, what we've done is, with the schedule, is we've looked at from when hopefully I arrive and Stone arrives, and working out all these things that we're going to do, that there's going to be like this, oh my God, stand up. I can't
stand up.
Have you got no pants on?
It's just no pants gaming. So you'll see the Aussie. So I've got the Aussie flag on one side, because these are the shirts from Bloke. And I have my name on here, and the American flag, because at the time it was just those two. And on the newer shirts, they have Go Canada. And on the back, I'm going to turn around. There's going to be lots of noise. Sorry. Okay. I don't know if you'll be able to see. Great big cord sign.
Yeah. Oh, I'm totally jealous. That looks awesome. It's a
fantastic. And this one, okay, so the first shirt I got was like a Team Overwatch one, and that was only 2X, and it's tight on me. And I'm like, what is going on? Why is it so tight? Like, that's weird. Like, I usually wear 2X just because it feels loose. But this one's tight. I'm like, why is it so tight? And it's like, oh, you know why? Because it's made in China. Where 2X is not 2X, okay? Like, 2X is not white people 2X, okay? Yep. Let's just say it like that, okay? Because they are smaller, so they have the smaller sizes, right? So this one is 3X, and it fits like a 2X. So it's great. It's fantastic.
Cool. Nice.
Poikle. For Iron Man, can you do quests? Yes, you can. Of course you can. Unless you're doing Bloodthirsty, then you can't.
Bloodthirsty can't, and you can.
But yeah, so I got the shirt. So I don't think they're. I think these ones are. I don't know if they're going to be doing any more of these. I think, but you can go reach out to Bloke and find out if he's doing any more. I think they're going to be doing different designs in the future. So.
Is it cotton or is it a
poly? It's like a poly, but there's like this mesh inside it too. Hold on. So that it kind of wicks away stuff around, especially up on top. So there's this mesh, and it kind of wicks away like any sweat that you might get. And down here it's just normal, I don't know, it's normal fabric. But yeah, it's it's not cotton for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not cotton for sure, but it feels great.
I love the whole symbol on the back.
Yeah.
That looks stunning.
Yeah.
There's going to be many photos of the back of you.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I'll be like, turn around, Stone, want a selfie with your back.
Well, anyway. People often say that the back part of me is the best part, because it means that I'm going away from them, right? They don't have to deal deal with me, or is it, or is it about my butt? Because people like looking at my butt. Wait,
maybe people do.
Sweet. Okay, this has gotten awkward now. That's what I do. That's what I specialize at. Just making things awkward. Okay.
Oh, it's.
I think that's it for the news, right? I think I think we're done. Yeah. Okay.
I think we're done.
Okay. I'm certain. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, what have you really been up to the last time we talked?
Well, it's been lots. I'd written down. I had deleted some tunes. I had made a spreadsheet. I have got a spreadsheet. You had inspired me to make a spreadsheet. So I've got some transmog items that I needed to do. So I wrote them down and wrote, and I've still got, and I've crossed off those ones that I got. So I got, I finally got the braces from where is it? Oh.
Hey, are you tired?
I'm tired. Wow. What's on Quelthanas?
What's on Quelthanas? The Sunwell?
Sunwell. Yes, that's it. That's the one. I wanted braces from there for like forever. So they finally dropped the other week, which was really cool. So I could tick that one off. So that was good. I've been trying to get something from Vault of Ocarden. Vault of Winter Grasp.
Archivon, right? Or the Vault. Yeah.
But every time I've been over there, Horde hasn't been control. So. So every time, I think the times I've been, it's like been four times that we've not had control, and one time we did, so I was able to go in and do it. But it won't drop. I think it's, I'm after shoulders and waist. I think there's two things, yeah. Okay. So it's been good having that, because I've been working through that, other than that, I was working on the, not the sightless eyes, the demon eyes. Human eyes, where you turn into the chicky and then you go kill demons and they give you the little, the eyes. And then you can buy, there's two toys. So I've been slowly grinding on that, and I got one toy, and I've got one more to go. So I've got about 950 more of these little eyes that I've got to pick up. Oh, so that's been slow and steady. And I did the quest to get, I wanted to get the little Draenei child. You know the one I'm talking about? Anyway, there's this quest, and you can get this little pet that turns out to be this Draenei child. But so I did the whole, because you've got to go and pick up these. You've got to go pick up one thing that helps you then pick up these three things in Argus, and then you've got to summon.
Right, you have to summon the devourer guy, and
kill him. And then you've got a chance that it may drop, and that happens once a day. But of course, Leda keeps forgetting to do it once a day, and probably only remembers to do it once a week. And it's not dropped yet, so
I got it. Yeah. I got it.
Yeah, I haven't got it yet, but I've got it to summon, but I keep forgetting to go over because I've been a little busy killing rogues.
Oh, why would you ever want to kill rogues? Sorry. Rogues are great.
Killing my rogue.
Oh.
And yeah, so that's probably the big stuff I've been doing. Like, there's so many stuff I want to do. I wanted to get back into the fishing to complete that, the best friend stuff. But again, it's time. Uh-huh. Like all these things. And I was talking at the guy. I was talking to the guy from. I went and did my pre-order. Because, of course, I've got to get the collector's edition. Because I don't care. again, people whinged about, oh, the collector's edition's coming out. Oh, they don't have this, this, and this, which, again, I'm kind of like, a bit sad. But, of course, it's collector's edition, and I'm never going to not get it.
Okay.
So I went and pre-ordered it from my gaming store, and I was talking to the guy there, and, yeah, and he's not a WoW player, but he knows a lot about WoW. So we were just having a chat, and I've completely forgot my point I was going to tell you because I'm tired, but it was something to do with the pre-order, and now I don't remember.
Amazing.
Sorry, guys.
Is it about that they made an announcement about how to do refunds on the not the pre-order, but on the collector's edition? Because they said that if you bought the digital collectors and then you go buy the physical collectors one, there's a way to do a refund on the digital one and all that kind of stuff. So that's pretty cool. It's pretty good.
Which will be good. Yeah. Which will be good. But no, that wasn't my point. I can't remember what my point was. Anyway, who knows?
You should have who more knows? Coffee.
I have got coffee, but it's too hot. I can't drink it fast.
This is amazing. Anyway,
so, yeah. But, yeah, it's just everything's there's so much to do. But not this week. This week I've been distracted with other things.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing though, and we've talked about this before. Is that it's a good thing that there's too much to do. I mean, if there was enough to do, people complain, right?
Yeah.
But having too much to do, I mean, at least there's something for you to do, right?
Oh, there's always something. That's what I say. I was talking to another guy, who. Wherever I know he's from. Anyway.
Where did you meet this guy? You know what? I don't care about everything else. I just want... Tell me where you met this guy.
At work. Anyway. It's probably one of the guys I work with. I work with a couple of guys that game. So they don't play well. One plays WOTOR. One plays Guild Wars, one plays first-person shooters. A couple of them do Overwatch, but most of them don't play WoW. But we were talking about how, like with so many people, they do get bored with what they're doing. And I said, I don't. I've never been bored in WoW. Like, how many years has it been? And more so now that I'm not bored. Like, you know, even back in Vanilla or Burning Crusade or even Wrath, there was still lots to do. But nowadays it just seems to be tenfold of lots to do. So I'm still never bored, which is, it's good and overwhelming and a bit crazy. Because I want to do it all. Like, I wish I could stay up late and play, but I'm too tired. Like, no, this.
You have to stay up late and do podcasts because this is great. This is so great. It feels so good to have the roles reversed for once, where, because usually you're the one that's like, I'm awake. Sunshine and lollipops, and I'm like,
he's the grumpy old man. Well, I'm not grumpy, I'm just tired. This is different. If I was grumpy, I'd be like, rah, 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 rah.
I found a list of signs that you've become old, and I hit quite a few of those points, and I'm like, damn, man. Come on.
Oh, you better send that to me. I want to have a look. I already know I'm old. That's fine.
Old.
It's all good. Anyway, All the things. Yeah. So anyway, that's what I've been doing. What have you been doing?
Okay. So are you ready to sit back for a good hour and 7 minutes? Because we have to keep you up until 1 a.m.
No. Because Lita's going to jump off Skype and be like, I can do the podcast by yourself.
Oh, no. That's not going to happen. Things will go badly very quickly. Okay. Really quick. Mount runs. No luck on my random rares. In Argus, or the Void Talon. That's the only one I still need from Draenor. I need the purple Void Talon portal. Still have not gotten it. I got better Uldum Camel waypoints because the Camel waypoints that I had was only half of the zone, and I was like, well, what happened? Like this. So I went to her website, and I'm like, yeah, there's more waypoints. Like, I knew there were, but why did mine, like, get cut off? Anyway, so I went to WoW Rare Spawns, which is run by Ufily, and I got all the stuff from there. And I still haven't gotten it yet, but still I feel better that I can go to the other side of the river and look for the camel there, too.
It's such a cute mount. Yeah. I love that.
Is it? Oh man. I got a Bleak Hoof Ruin Strider for killing 2,000 deep demons. I got this in the mail and I'm like, I was like, why did they send me a mount? Why did Blizzard send me this mount? What's going on? And apparently I had it on my list of things to do, but I didn't make it point of it. Just you'll get it as you do quests out there. So fine. I got my Arathi and Wintergrass mounts for Marks of Honor, so I don't need any more Marks of Honor. And all of my Hatchling quests are done. So I got all the mounts. And subsequently, I red flagged my Bloodthirsty character because I did all my account-wide Hatchling quests. So, yay! I'm not too upset about it, but because the Bloodthirsty character is only like level 30 something. It's okay. It's fine. Hi. I'm... Nope. My poor wife just came back and she's like, are you done? No. She went grocery shopping. Nope. We're going to go for another hour.
No, we're not.
So I did raiding with Lucius 5. I got the Cuticlism is done, and Omnitron was the last one for me to drop, not the Deathwing ones, because that's what I originally expected, was for it to make me run it over and over and over again, just like I had to for the Lifebinder's Handmaiden mount. Because
I can't do that spine too. I hate that fine.
I just can't do it.
Simple as that. I'm never going to get it. Just can't do it.
I'm never going back in there again.
You have to take me.
I will take you. But if it's something for me, I have no reason to go in there. I have no reason personally to go in there besides helping other people. And I don't mind to do that because I'm going to help folks. It's different than me having to go do something on my own. Spine is easy for me. It's just really you just back and forth.
Nope.
If it, every 8 seconds, just back and forth.
Nope.
So raiding. We finally killed Coven. Is the worst boss out of the whole current raid. Coven was the worst. Okay. So much random stuff, random this, random that, random everything. And it could potentially get to the point where you could do things perfectly and random will kill you. That's not fun, not fair. Anyways, I've ranted about that one before, so we won't. Coven is a fight worthy. I know I shouldn't say worthy. It was so hard that it could have been a final boss fight. Okay. Aggromar went down really quickly. We killed it in less than 10 attempts. Easy. And Heroic Argus honestly took us 2 to 3 weeks of attempts, and I think one of the weeks we actually didn't even raid. So it really took us 2 weeks of attempts. I don't actually know how many times. So the other thing that I did, is that stupid.
Oh yeah, I did
first
that
aid achievement. I only did it because you did it. Yep.
Well, I only did it because they said it was going away, and I went, "Well, hell no, it's not going away from me. I'm going to go do it." So that was field medic.
Field medic. Yeah.
To get the title. So I slaughtered just about every Murloc in that godforsaken glooming reef. Plus I went to the stupid where the Albis are. Plus I went to every place that they told me to go to. But yeah, that was much. I don't know. I don't even know how many. I lost count how many hours I grinded through to finally get that to finally drop. But yeah, it's done. Yes. So another one. It's probably going to turn into a feat of strength, yeah? I'd say.
It's probably going to be a feat of strength. It should. Yeah, like when I started it, I had 7 of them done. So I needed quite a few more. And
I think I had five to go.
There was a couple areas where things would respawn really quickly. Like killing the big berserker guys that would respawn like instantly. It was great. So I think the last part for me was Valshara. And for whatever reason, those imps would not drop what I needed.
Bloody request.
I needed all three of them.
That was my.
I needed all three of those things, and they would not drop. Twice I got 2 of the quest items to drop at once. And I posted screenshots in Discord too. Like saying like, oh my god, you know, we're trying to farm these things, because if you loot it once and you take that quest, or even if you have it in your bags and you keep trying to farm it, you won't be able to get the next one. But for some reason, because I didn't have any random luck, I got 2 at once twice, and I was like, wow. The second time it actually was the last 2 that I needed. So that finished me off. I was great. I was done. This was our bigger bag achievement for this expansion. It was horrible. And I really hope that they don't do something like this again. This achievement wouldn't have been as bad if it was account wide. Or
why it wasn't account wide?
What was the other reason? Account wide could have made it better, or not have it drop the same item that you've possibly already gotten. So if you had gotten the item once already, you could get that same item over and over and over again, and you got to keep deleting the dang thing over and over, and it's like, oh my god. Yeah, and Nagus is right. It's the same as a decoder message thing as they did in WoD from the Bligtron 5000. Yep. That one took me so long to do. You
no
still
one
need
puts
one?
5,000 stone. Yeah. No I one puts 5,000 stone.
I was lucky in my raid. Somebody had 5,000 that, and every week that they would put that down for me, just to be able to get a shot at it. And so yeah, if you know, in the future, Blizzard, if you listen to this, please, you know, could you make it like account wide, or make it so you don't get the same item twice? Bob even says yes. I don't know if you heard that. He was like, meow.
Yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah. Bob, well, oh, Bob's hyper. So, we are going to be hearing him run back and forth in meowing.
No, not. Just about down.
He's having a romp with one of his toys. Oh, what those toys have seen. Yeah, so that was pretty much... Right now, I think I'm just doing alts. Bob. Yeah, he's hyper. That's his... Hey, I'm hyper, guys.
Yeah. And Kobe's, like, passed out. So at least that's good. Okay, come on. It's time. It's after midnight.
Oh, man. So what? We only went an hour? Really? Yeah, it felt like we talked about a lot of stuff, though.
We did. We were, cause
that's, but that's we good. Talked about all
the stuff, yeah.
But that's good that we talked about a lot of stuff and we only fit it into an hour. So now we got to figure out how to kill another 56 minutes.
No. It's not gonna work. Cause look, my poor look, my neck is like this.
Laughing at your pain. All right, so let's wrap it up, Lita.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Cause when I wake up in the morning and I'm coming straight for you, I'm gonna be like, look at grumpy faced Lita. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we've had a busy time. So yes. Even though we haven't been doing the show because life's been busy, we have been busy in game and we've done lots of stuff. So that's really good. Okay. Chat room, anything interesting before we wrap up?
Well, we've been talking about chat stuff as we go.
And thank you, chat room. Hey, chat room. Hello. Thanks for hanging out. Lita's really tired.
I think we need to do the show more often at this time. Really? Oh, man. It would be so cool. It'd be awesome.
You know we're going to meet up
because typically, okay, I'll tell you that typically Carrie would not have been home. So there wouldn't have been some of that noise, okay? Because this would be a great time. Great time. So we'll be back here next week at 9 a.m. Friday Eastern.
No, we won't.
No.
Yep. Anyway.
Wow.
You'll keep stone. Trust me. All your little smart little comments.
I'll keep.
You will keep.
Is that like Aussie slang for like, I'm a keeper? Because I've been told I'm a keeper.
No, that's Aussie slang for I'm coming for you, buddy. Anyway.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm too tired to think. All right. So. Where am I? For everyone, you can check out the website, which is adventuresinazaroth.com. I can barely see the words. Look at my poor eye.
I'm laughing because you're like, you're done. This is fantastic. I love this so much.
I am so tired. I can't talk anymore.
I don't know. come on, you gotta read out all the stuff. Go for it. Okay, stop laughing now. Okay, you can find us. Okay, our website is adventuresinazeroth.com. You can email us at podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. Twitter is at ADVAzeroth. Discord is discord.adventuresinazeroth.com. Twitch, where we are right now, is twitch.tv/ADVAzeroth, which will be live next Friday at 11 p.m. No, we won't. I don't know. We're going to go once a month, but you never know. I could hear myself for a second there. What's going on?
Sorry, I muted myself because I was crying. I was crying tears.
But nobody can hear tears, right? Anyways, okay, so you can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, Stone Grasp, as well as the WoW Challenges podcast, which I co-host with Lita, which we will be live every week at twitch.tv/WoWChall.
Yes.
Lynches. Bloody hell. at 7 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern on Sunday morning for Lita.
Yeah.
See, so like this is a little bit of payback a little bit, right? This is a little bit of payback for Thursday. Hold on. I'm looking at the times of when we were live every week. Thursdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, which is 8 p.m. Australian Eastern. So it's just a little bit. It's just a little bit of reversal. That's all. That's all.
No, hang on. You were getting up early. We're fine with that.
But now I got to give it back to you, and I really love. Anyway, so where can we find? She's like, what? I don't understand. Where can we find you, Lita? Or are you able to talk?
Maybe. You can find me on Twitter at LitaWow, and you can check out Behind the Avatar and the World Challenges podcast. Other than that, thank you everyone for the likes and the retweets. We do really appreciate that, guys. Thank you so much. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio and Google Play, and that's it. I'm going to bed, guys. You all have a good day. I'm going. Bye!
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2018. AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompideck.com. No copyright infringement is intended.